Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Mark Wayne Mullen, the most pro-Trump America First candidate for United States Senate, a Christian conservative. Mark Wayne Mullen shares and fights for our conservative values. 100% pro-life, ready to end abortion in America. Conservative, Republican, pro-Trump.
Mark Wayne Mullen, you don't want to fight with him.
Mark Wayne Mullen for United States Senate. Defenders PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DefendersPAC.com.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
Well, today's cattle futures were in the red across the board. We had the June live cattle 85 lower at 136.20. The August down a buck even at 136.20 as well. So June, August, same price. We're in the delivery period. Still no deliveries against the June live cattle. The oldest date is December 22nd, 2021. So about 6 months ago. But no deliveries at this point. There was some 36 to 42 or 3 cash trade, it looks like, on the live cattle. That's a premium to where the June is currently at. Now, but June has really came up quite a bit. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, it was up about $3. But if you go back and look at the low, we're about $6 off the low currently. Feeder cattle, August down a $1.55 here at $174.47. The September's down $1.32 at $176.05. October's a $1.15 lower at $177.55. The hogs today were 40 to 80 cents higher. The June's up 82 at $107.80. July at 47 to 105.47. Pretty quiet day there. We had a USDA report mid-morning, which I think the cattle trade was waiting to be released and see what the price of corn was going to do. So I think that was part of it. And really, the sell-off in the most of the weakness on feeder cattle didn't come till the very end of today. It was steady to just slightly lower throughout most part of today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility, it gives your tank efficiency, and Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Today we had a USDA grain report came out mid-morning. The report overall drove prices today. I think the corn ended up anywhere from steady to 4 higher. The beans were 15 to 20 lower, and then the wheats were 2 to 12 higher. Cotton futures ended up 213 lower in December at 122.80. But for a brief look at this report, the old crop corn, 1.485 billion bushels. That was a little bit bigger than expected. Now, wheat was 655 million. That was lower. Beans were 205 million, which is also lower. New crop ending stocks for wheat, 627 million bushels. They're looking for 614, so more than expected. Corn was 1.4 billion. They're looking for 1.34. And beans was lower at 280 million. They're looking for 307. And then wheat production, winter wheat was 582 million bushels. Their average guess was 585, so it was lower than expected. Last month, the estimate was 590 million. So a little bit tighter hard red winter wheat production. I think that was enough to keep the winter wheat up 10 and the Chicago wheat only up a few cents here. The other part of that report was world-ending stocks for new crop. It looked like a little bit bigger for the corn and beans and slightly lower for the wheat.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.